This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. More than 230,000 New Mexicans have signed up since the state launched its vaccination registration website 2 weeks ago. The state health department said today that the site has been updated to allow people to complete a comprehensive profile that includes personal medical conditions, employment information, and other data. Officials said the site was created to help manage distribution once more vaccines become available. Those who register will be notified when they become eligible and shots are available in their area. The state also plans to launch a call center to provide additional support for those who wish to register or ask questions about the process. State health officials reported that confirmed COVID-19 infections in New Mexico now total over 147,000. 300, including the 936 additional cases reported today. More than 2,570 deaths have been linked to the virus since the pandemic began. New Mexico oil and gas regulators today kicked off a public hearing on proposed rules for managing venting and flaring by the industry. Oil and gas revenues underpin the state's budget, but Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has promised that her administration would adopt some of the toughest rules in the U.S. for cracking down on methane and other emissions. Under the proposal, operators would need to reduce their waste by a fixed amount every year to achieve an ultimate gas capture rate of 98% by December 2026. Environmentalists are concerned about loopholes, saying the state should prohibit all venting and flaring. Representatives of the oil and gas industry have argued that operations already are taking advantage of new technology to reduce emissions. Industry officials are expected to make opening statements tomorrow when the hearing continues. A California-based renewable energy company says financing is in place and work has started on a new transmission line that will funnel wind power from central New Mexico to other markets. Pattern Energy Group said today that the Western Spirit transmission line and more than a gigawatt of wind projects are expected to come online by the end of 2021. CEO Mike Garland called it the largest single-phase construction of renewable power in the U.S. New Mexico's largest electric utility, Public Service Company of New Mexico, will own and operate the 150-mile-long transmission line when it's complete. Spanning Guadalupe, Lincoln, and Torrance counties, developers are promising more than 1,000 temporary construction jobs, 100 permanent jobs, and $2 billion in economic impact for the state. This is KUNM.